Welcome to the Creative Entrepreneur Show. My name is Rosh. Brian has this week off. So here we are in 2024. We're creative entrepreneurs. We may be an independent entrepreneur. We're a solopreneur, or maybe we're part of a team, but we're wondering about the future. But here's the great thing. We have the opportunity to still create our own future as creative entrepreneurs. And yes, we're talking more AI, mixing in AI as part of the creative entrepreneur conversation. But that doesn't mean that's all there is as a creative entrepreneur, but it's going to be a big part of it. Because I think many of us have to go back to what we've talked about through the years, and that is the combination code, combining different things to create something new. Now we have something that is more powerful than ever before, and that is access to AI. AI has been around for a while in different forms and different uses, and I've enjoyed using it for many years. I have found some great success in partnering with AIs and AI companies and using AI for specific tasks, and that's going to continue on. We've talked about recently in some of the podcasts that you're going to have a general AI and you're going to have very specific AIs. And quite honestly, it's going to be a while before that general AI really knows and can do most things. You're going to rely on specific AIs. For example, the AI in Photoshop. There's artificial intelligence in Photoshop right now that'll allow you to do things within Photoshop that can make you even more creative. Your best bet is to use AI as a stepping stone, getting rid of the small tasks that you did not enjoy, or maybe knock down some barriers that were in your way before you had AI. But the thing is, so do other people. And AI is the past. You need to think of it this way. AI is a compilation of information in the past. And can AI look forward? Yes, in a way, it can create moving forward. But those are generally more focused AIs or very, very, very high-end AIs that have specific tasks usually. And yes, they can start to outthink certain people or work in ways that were not expected. But ultimately, you need to look at it as AI is the past and humans are the future. And your creativity is the future. And the thing is, you can start to notice very easily. You can see it in your feeds. Oh, that's an AI image. Oh, that's another AI image. Oh, that's an AI image from Midjourney. Oh, that's an AI image from name your source, such as DALL-E 3. And I say that because I see it all the time. And I say exactly that to myself. And we're so early in the game because they have their styles too. So as a creative entrepreneur, it's up to us to move forward. And again, there are ways and will continue to be ways. And this is what I recommend you do, that you keep an eye on the different techniques and tools that'll help preserve and keep your new work, especially. Maybe don't worry so much about the older work right now, or maybe some specific older work. But focus on the new work, the new creations, and try to find ways to protect them. The AIs, the artificial intelligence, the chat, GPTs of the world, Claude and others, Google Gemini, they depend on the web to source their information. They are trained off of a lot of information. And again, a lot of that is old information. Now, some of them are more current, such as Gemini, which may be a couple weeks old. And some of them are even trained or plugged into, say, sports. So you can ask what the current score is. But that's a very specific task. So think forward. Use what is available to you with these current AIs and understand them. I think that's really important. For example, Gemini and Perplexity, I look at those two as search AIs. And Claude and ChatGPT are more work-related, functional AIs or writing AIs or coding AIs. Although I don't like the way Claude presents the code so much. I like ChatGPT's approach better. And that's another point. We'll continue as we grow to find the AIs that we like, that we work well with, that can help us take our creativity to another level. We can ask maybe for a kickoff or a spark of ideas. So the writer's block doesn't have to mean that you're sitting alone in a room wondering, what do I do next? You have a partner that'll help you. Or maybe, what are some marketing ideas to help grow my company? Or how could I expand what I'm doing here? This is what I'm doing. What do you think? So yes, I think that, yes, we have a partner as a creative entrepreneur, because many of us, for years, we've talked about how lonely it can be to be a creative entrepreneur. We're making all the decisions. We're working through all the problems of being a creative entrepreneur on our own. And now we have a resource. Sure, we've had the web, but this is back and forth. This can be conversational, and you can challenge it, and you come up with new ideas, and you can really build off of what you have done in the past and challenge your thinking and challenge the way you've been doing things. You don't have to sit there and say, wow, this is it. This is all I got, when you have the whole world at your fingertips. So understanding what's going to happen and being prepared for Sora, knowing that before long, you'll be able to type in. And I tried, there was a new one the other day, and I forget the name of it, but it gave you a 2-second free example. And it was actually pretty cool. And it was about at the level that maybe DALL-E 2 was. If you remember that, I remember when I would type in, let's say, cat smoking a cigar on the moon, it would be kind of awkward, where today it would be a really cool image. With DALL-E 3, DALL-E 2 was kind of like, okay, they've cut and paste different things together, and here's your image. And this free version was kind of like that. But Sora is going to be a step above, and in theory is going to be available later this year. How can you create using that? How can you be the go-to person for certain types of styles of work? Not everybody wants to create video or know how to approach creating video. There are many different ways to go about this. There are many different approaches to engaging with AI and understanding the outcomes. Many people are going to, in a sense, be editors, AI editors, understanding the prompts to put in, but then also understanding what is good and what is bad and how to make that adjustment within AI. Now, that may not be you. Maybe you're just the one with the vision and you need to hire people who are good at doing that. And that is okay too. We're all going to face that. And again, that's why Brian and I have been talking about AI so much and really refocus the show as a big part of it. Yes, still the Creative Entrepreneur Show, but we're going to talk and continue to talk about different problems within the creative entrepreneur realm, different exciting news that can help us grow and become more creative people in the entrepreneurial realm as creatives. But it's usually going to tie back to an AI element, support. It would be kind of like saying creative entrepreneurs software show, you know, and we would always come back to, here's a tool for creative entrepreneurs. Here's some things you can do in Photoshop to help you with this, or Illustrator or some sort of video marketing program that could help you get the word out, or how to use maybe Google Ads. I mean, we've certainly have talked about those things before too. And here's the thing. There's plenty of AI in Google Ads and SEO, and these are things we can talk about. So we'll continue to expand that, but we're trying to get our footing in this space. We've been talking about it for about 8 months regularly. I've been working again with AI for maybe 3-4 years consistently. And we need to figure out how we can present this information in a way that's going to be beneficial to creative entrepreneurs, but not put our heads in the sand and not to over-depend on AI. We have to remember we still are creatives with perspective. And I use the word perspective on purpose because, again, if you go to Google and type in a search query, one of the top options next to imagery and videos and news is perspective. And that perspective will show you what Google thinks are locations such as Reddit and YouTube that are providing real human perspectives. So good quality human perspectives still have value already in this new AI world. And there's going to be backlash, and there should be some pushback to AI. AI is not right for everything, and AI is not living out in the world that we are living in. AI is not creating the next sculpture. AI is not painting on canvas right now. AI is creating the digital imagery, yes, and will continue to do that. And yes, you know, maybe automated machines can create certain things down the road, but there's still going to be value to the human touch and to the rarity of the human who created something, and it's one time only, and it's signed by them, and it's authenticated as this was human created, and it's brilliant, whether it's art or it's design. And I think a lot of times the default will be a collaboration with human and AI, the human to guide. I mean, it's just a tool. It's just a tool. And so if you just say, create a house for me, it'll just create a house for you. And it'll probably be pretty boring. But if you add more details and elements, it's going to add more than just a basic house. So you have to add that. But what things do you add? Saying that you want a 2,000 square foot house design versus 1,300 square foot with 3 or 4 bedrooms with a certain look and style. What style? All those little details are still going to be human curated. We're going to be the editors. We're going to be the curators of what AI produces. And those who are really good at that will control the AI. And some will be controlled by the AI output, meaning, okay, I have inputted to the AI. Now the AI is outputted, and now certain people will have to do some of those things, or in quite honestly, robots will be doing some of it too, or more AI tasks to other AIs. But the creative entrepreneur will continue. And I think that's the good news. We are very creative people. And that's why we are where we are. And being able to, you should be proud of yourself if you've created a business using creativity and your creative actions, and you took action to create. The bottom line is the people who have successful creative businesses, they're people who took action. And there are people who didn't say, well, someday when everything is perfect and everything is right. And I think there are some people who are concerned about what's happening with artificial intelligence, that they're just putting their head in the sand. Some are embracing it so much and just giving in and just not even allowing for their own creativity to show up in the process. So let me leave you with this. Put your creativity in the process with the AIs. It's important. It will always be important. And it's going to be more years than you think in which that may not be important, but I don't think that's going to happen. We're not going to let that be happening in our world because, again, we have to live in this world. So we'll either put constraints or rules in place, or we'll have preferences. Sometimes people prefer certain types of wines that were created in different parts of the world, right? And some people will prefer certain types of creativity from the AIs because it's convenient. And some will appreciate the, like going to a museum. Some people like to go to museums. Some do not. Don't care about a museum one bit. But there are still plenty of people who still go to the museum and appreciate the work of the past. And there will be people who really do appreciate the work of the human touch. So what are you going to do? Where are you going to fall in this process? Are you going to collaborate with the AIs? Are you going to conduct the AI and guide it through its development? Or are you going to be on the other end, a victim of the AI by taking your job, or the person who receives the AI information and has to go do the work based on what the AI produces? So are you going to manage the AI? Are you going to be the employee of the AI? And I think for many of us who are creative, we don't like to be told what to do. So if that's the case, and you're like me, you're probably going to want to manage the AI and collaborate with the AIs and build the creative career that you've dreamed of, because that opportunity is still here. We'll talk to you next time.